kind of been our goal, is to take this extremely dense, but extremely timely and relevant information, and to represent it in a way that encourages people to dig into it. And not only the regulatory person who's familiar with these regulations, but your average citizen who can go in and find out what's happening with the federal government near them, and really begin to, we really want to kind of open up the Federal Register to the average citizen and bring more people in to participate in government.
And I'll be honest with you, even I've been covering this stuff for a long time, even people here inside the Beltway, you think Federal Register, and you think of this old thing that came, it was like on that Bible paper. And it was about in 2.5-point type, which meant you had to get, like, even when I was much younger than I am today, I had to get, like, a magnifying glass out to see it, because it was impossible to read and really not very accessible to people. So this is a big, I mean, just the mode of thinking is very different.
Absolutely. We've been really encouraged and really excited about the Office of the Federal Register and the Government Printing Office. Their willingness and excitement to really kind of change fundamentally how this publication is presented to the public. They've been working very hard on their end to make sure that they got us everything that we needed to work with us to build this site that really is going to, I think, open up this content in a way that we haven't seen before.
So now be honest with me. Before you started on this project, did you know what the Federal Register was?
No.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
thank
sure
goodness.
I heard of it in a civics class, but
thank goodness you're a much better person for it. And so how will, and, but the idea is that that won't happen again, that people will be able to, if they have questions, they'll be able to find information. How do you go about approaching this as they come to you and say, we're blowing up the how this has been done? Where do you start? How do you start envisioning this?
I think that was one of the harder challenges we actually tackled was early on. Was how are we going to take this dense information, this, I believe I just read it, it's over 40,000 pages already for this year, and how are we going to take that content and make it accessible? So really what we ended up doing is kind of a combination between an information site and a newspaper site. And so we broke down the rules and regulations into six main categories, things like money and environment, science and technology, and created landing feature pages for those so that you can come in and very easily as an outsider or even someone familiar with the Register say, well, actually, I work in this area or I'm interested in this sort of topic. Let me start there as my search. We're now doing curation of these articles. And so every day when new regulations come out, we have an editor who's actually looking at the content, is, you know, paying attention to what's going on in Washington and around the world and identifying articles that really are timely and are having an impact now and fit into the larger conversation that's happening nation and worldwide. So we're really trying to bring that to a way where we can begin to encourage people to really interact with this and to see the value in this content.
So how hard was this to do? And I want you to answer that question in two ways. One, it seems like just planning. How do you go about the planning and making it happen? And then on the technology end. But first, planning. How hard was this to think of? Because sometimes you go, hold on, this is the Federal Register. We have to do it this way.
Yeah, actually, the Office of the Federal Register and everyone there at the OFR and GPO has been very forward-thinking in this. And so it was actually a real pleasure to work with them and to kind of figure out how we were going to do this.
Because I'm sure you've had clients before who just, they come to you and they say they want to reinvent things, but they don't really want to do that. And so that's important that you're almost, they push you a little bit and say, hold on, we really want to do this differently. And that seems like an important part of this.
Yeah, it was a very important part. This project wouldn't be nearly as successful as we hope it's going to be without the government side really engaging in the process and really wanting to move forward and not saying that they wanted to move forward, but very much in practice wanting to take this and do something new and build on their incredible knowledge of the content combined with us as technologists and our understanding of the web. The merger of those two things together as a team has worked out really, really well on this project, way better than I would have ever kind of expected coming into it. So we've all been very excited as we worked on this project and seen that happen.
And part of this process from a technology standpoint is this magical thing called XML, isn't it?
Very much so.
And I know I can hear our listeners going, XML, they're going to talk techie. We're not going to talk techie. Essentially, we're going to tell folks that XML, essentially, it's the code that runs your websites, but it's like it's on steroids.
Very much so. It's a very structured markup, a very structured putting together of content so that machines can read it easily. And that was very much a large player in us being able to build a site like this. We had actually started the prototype that we built about this time last year without the XML, and it was so much harder to do without that structured markup. And so with the structured markup, we've been able to do things that we weren't able to do before. And it really gives us, as technology people, we're not fighting with the content anymore. We're able to utilize the content and do new things with it that weren't possible when we didn't have that structure there.
And are there ways, now with all this social media kind of things, people really wanting to share, is that built into the site too? So, hey, I see something really cool. I want to post it on my Facebook page. I can do that. I can tweet it. I can whatever I want to do with it. Is that all maybe embedded in my website so I can blog about it? Did you face those kinds of challenges as well?
Yeah, well, we actually, from a technology side, we've had a huge benefit of everything that we've built is open source and based on open source technology. And so what that's allowed us to do, we use, I think, 40-plus open source libraries in the project. So it's allowed us not to reinvent the wheel. And so when we get to things like social networking and those sorts of things, they've been done before, and we're able to leverage the work that other people have done and freely given to the community to build into this site. So we do have links into Facebook, so you can share this on your Facebook account. You can tweet about this. You can get a short URL to put wherever you want to put that. We're linking into those social networking services because we really want people to be able to take the things that they're passionate about and the things that they feel passionately about and tell others about them and begin this conversation. I think that's one of the greatest things that we hope to happen out of the site is that people really begin to engage more than they have in the past.
And it's important to note that the old way of these is still going to be there in the background. And if you want to find that, it's still available as a legal document. It's just making all these things much more accessible, much more even transparent. Before it was available, but hard to find.
Very much so. And on every page of an article that you can read, there's a link to the official legal PDF that you can download. There's links to XML. So when we get the XML in, we then make just the XML for the page available should you want to do something with that as a developer or someone who's interested in that sort of technology. So we've really tried to touch on a lot of those pieces and really give people ways to engage in the way that they're most comfortable with.
Now, one of the things that I understand is that you're also reaching out to folks and saying, hold on, we don't know everything. Help us make this better, right?
Absolutely. This is very much so in the early stages. We've spent probably around 3 months, maybe just over 3 months, working on this project. And we're very much so figuring out this content, and we really want that engagement. We want the public to come in. There's actually a tab on the website to give feedback about the site rather than just feedback about the regulations you're reading. There's a ways to submit official comments about the regulations. But we also want feedback on the site. We want to know what works, what you're missing, what would help you do your job better, what would help you engage with the government better. And so we're really looking at this is just the beginning. We've got a lot of work to do going forward, but we really feel like we've laid a framework to begin that public conversation around what the Federal Register can be and how it can be the best. We know how to make it.
But take a step back, and as somebody who's focused on this project, but take a step back from this because you're out there in the Silicon Valley in San Francisco, and you probably don't often get a lot of government stuff going on. What worked really well, and what was sort of a challenge? What was maybe one of the hurdles that you guys had to overcome that other agencies might be able to learn as they look to reinvent some of their websites?
I think the things that worked really well were the public, I'll say public-private collaboration, but it was really content experts within the government, within the agency, and within the Federal Register who understand the content very, very well and have good ideas about the content and how to expose that, working with technologists. And it really was a partnership. It wasn't, we do this, you do that. We were very much meeting at least on phone conferences once a week, often twice a week or more, to really talk about these things. And we use online collaboration tools to integrate our work and to be able to push things back and forth even when we weren't in the same city, because we did all the work from here in San Francisco, and obviously the OFR was there in D.C. And so that partnership, I think, was what has worked really well, and the embracing of open source technology. This project wouldn't be possible without leveraging all the open source things that we're able to leverage, and not just in the code of the app, but also on our back-end servers and all the sort of things that make a performant website possible. Hurdles, you know, time is always an issue. I think it's
everyone
really
wants things
out.
Done yesterday.
And it's really figuring out what's most important. We all have dreams of new features we want to add to the site. We all had, you know, we've got a list of what we called really cool things we want to build that we started and keep track of as we're working on the project. But I think the biggest hurdle that you face is, what can you do in the time frame you have, and how do you not extend that scope too far?